why is color correction such an important part of video production? What are the most impressive ways to color correction can improve the visual quality of the videos? So color correction is important because if you are, like, say, recording, I don't know, at a friggin' conference and there's just like this really weird, like, green tint happening, and then that's not natural, you want to fix that so there's no green tint happening. It makes the colors natural and balanced. And ideally, when you're shooting these things, you want to have, you know, a color card or something to balance to white balance the shots and lock it, so you're not trying to have to correct everything. But if you do not have that, and you happen to have to, like, for me, there's been shots, like, for, what do you call it, a documentary that I recently filmed, I had to change battery in the middle, and I forgot to, and then, you know, I forget that I need to reset my, at least for my camera, I need to reset the white balance when I turn it off and back on, but I didn't do that, so it auto white balance was back on, I wasn't paying attention, and then there's a very ugly red tint that was not working. And then color correcting is even more important if you're working with multiple cameras. And even more important, if you happen to be working with cameras, ideally you don't want to be in this situation, but there have been situations where I've been in it when you're working with cameras from different systems. Say, for example, working with, I don't know, Sony and a Canon and a Panasonic. Three friggin' different things, but that's just gonna be chaotic. And that's happened. But because it's just, you know, I brought on people who just had what they had and we had to make it work. But nonetheless, if you can color correct it, so, and then this is where the importance of color correcting is, like, if you are trying to make a documentary and everything seem cohesive, you want all the colors to be the same. And if, say, that shot that I had that wasn't white balanced and it had this really ugly red tint, it's going to be completely terrible if it cuts to that, because all of a sudden we're getting nice, crisp, like, colors, and then boom, random tint, red tint. So that's why it's going to be important. Like, and just the shot alone, the single shot alone, or if there's this ugly green tint coming from the fluorescent lights, or even, you know, just some weird shit that's happening. So yeah, that's why. And even another reason, like I just said, matching the colors for all from different cameras, because again, you want everything to feel the same, because it takes people out of the immersion or the experience if all of a sudden, like, you know, we're watching again the whole like red tint example. So I think that answers the second question.
Hi everyone, my name is Camilo and I'm one of the editors for Vision Paradox. I edit mainly video, but I have a background in photography and sometimes it comes in handy. Color correction is a process through which you normalize different images. That way, you can unify the footage. Usually, you shoot a project with different cameras, so you really need to unify the colors. That way, you create a more immersive experience and it helps a lot with the engagement.